Hello, here's Mokshni again, calling in from Adistana in the UK, where I am at the European Chairs Assembly, and I've got Darsini here with me.
Hi there, Mokshni.
Darsini is the chair of Glasgow and has been here this week as well. So today, Sunday, is the last full day of the meeting, and tomorrow all of us are heading back to our individual centres or projects, Buddhist centres across Europe. It's been a very full and rich week. There's been time to connect and people to meet in groups and to share their work and life as a chair of a Buddhist center. It's a time for deepening friendships or make new ones, and in the process help create a strong cooperative network of relationships. And it's also been time to sit on the cushion. So every morning we've had a double meditation, and every evening we've had a ritual and another meditation. And we also had a whole day of Dharma study led by Ratnaguna. And then, of course, there's been a whole lot of what you might call business, presentations and discussions on a whole range of topics that are of interest and relevance to a chair of a Triratna Buddhist Center. So, Darsini, I wonder if you can give us a brief overview or reminder of the kind of topics that's been covered this week.
Sure, in the business. Yes, I can do that. So after we had that day on the Pure Land Sutras with Ratnaguna, the first thing that happened was that we had a workshop led by Amalavadra, who's part of the development team, and that was on our awareness of money, and he does this work called Money Awakening. Yeah, that was really just us looking at our individual relationships with money, and he pointed out quite interestingly that a centre chair might relate to money differently in different situations. So there's our own power, shillings and pence, but then there's the money that's held in common in trust by the institution that we serve. So we looked at all of that, and also we had a welcome for Pranya Ketu, who is the new young person's facilitator coordinator. So he was new to the meeting and we heard from him, which was really great. On the next day, on the Friday, we had a whole morning session dedicated to gender balance, looking at gender balance within the movement widely. There have been of late, actually even over the last decade possibly, fewer men attending our centres and following through. So we were looking at what works in terms of gender balance, and we had presentations from Padmavadra, who came from Padmaloka, and also from Artavadin from Manchester, and Nyanavacha from the LBC, who's very good on this topic as well. So that was really engaging. And the mainland European meeting, they had a meeting as well that day. And a gorgeous, gorgeous centre presentation on Tara Loka from Samantha Badri, which was just incredibly touching. It was like she gave an oral history and the story of her personal connection with Tara Loka, and a really lovely slideshow as well on Guhya Loka. And then Sada Loka, who is the chair of the Preceptors College, he came and met with us for the first time since he became the chair last year, and he talked about the recent work that they've been doing in terms of making the College of Public Preceptors more international, yeah, consciously more international, and also just it widening, it becoming a bigger membership. And then Ratnaghosha did a bunch of work with us on, well, he had a proposal about a possible new festival, which was really interesting, and partly as well bringing into our awareness that very soon we're going to have the 50th anniversary of the old FWBO, as it were. The Triratna Buddhist community is going to be 50 years old in April 2017. So what to do about that? But also he was just highlighting this idea of having an annual celebration of us as one Sangha. Yeah, so we talked about that. And that generated quite a lot of enthusiasm and ideas. And the whole point of that is, again, is internationality, for that to have an international scope and focus. And then in the evening, we had something really very unusual, which I've never seen on a chairs meeting before, in our Sevenfold Puja. And that is that one of our members, Jwala Malini, who is the chair of Bristol, she became an Anagarika in the context of that puja. Now, I thought it was fantastic that she did that on this meeting, yeah? So what does that mean, she became an Anagarika? Well, it's a taking up, it's a very conscious taking up of a particular practice of the third precept. So an Anagarika is somebody who practices chastity and celibacy in their life. That is how they work out the third precept of stillness, simplicity, and contentment. or abstaining from sexual misconduct. And alongside that celibacy and chastity, implicit with that is simplicity of lifestyle, yeah, living lightly. And Joala Malani consciously wanted to take that step in this meeting because she really, really wanted to integrate that simplicity of lifestyle alongside being a busy centre chair. And I thought it was a fantastic gift to the meeting that she chose to do that ritual with us in this context. So that was really very moving. And then today we have a two-yearly business meeting, which is kind of like slightly, we joke about it in a kind of groan because it's when we kind of pass all the decisions that we've made, and it's like a proper council meeting. That's always really beautifully chaired. It used to be when Nandavadra was, when he was a member of the meeting and not the development team, he used to chair that meeting really well, and now Nyanavacha does it. And it was just a very harmonious meeting, really, where we review the decisions that we're making for the future.
Thank you very much for giving us that overview. So that's what some of the content of a European Chairs Assembly is. And perhaps just to hear, you know, from Darsni, so what's the next step for you after leaving this meeting now?
Yeah, well, I've mentioned internationality a couple of times in that little précis of our work this week. And for me, the next step is to be preparing for the International Council, which happens every 18 months. I'm a member of that. So that's an international body of people who work for Buddhist centres and retreat centres, people who work at the Preceptors College overseeing ordinations, and people who work specifically within the order convening networks, yeah, so that all areas of our life in the order and movement are covered. And the International Council meets to look at issues and areas of development strategically and in terms of spiritual practice. So that's my next body of work, really, is to get ready for that.
Excellent, thank you for that. So keywords seem to be one sangha and internationality, in fact.
That's it.
Okay, well, thank you and bye.
Bye, thanks for tuning in.